Okay, welcome to Technocratic Tyranny News. I'm about 2 hours early today, but I was just at the central station and I ended up watching a conversation between Stu Peters and Karen Kingston from the Stu Peters Show, which I'm assuming went out yesterday because it's just showed up on BitChute this morning sometime. It's got less than 1,000 views. So I don't know what to make of it, but I'm going to play it anyway and let you make your mind up. Just keep in mind that the Stu Peters Show is not the most reliable source of information. It tends to be sensationalist, but they are building a case and they do have evidence in patents. So he starts off by invoking Satan as a description of part of what's happening. So just ignore that bit and try and focus on the actual evidence rather than the emotion, because there is some evidence here. I don't know how much is valid and I don't know how much I want to take notice of, but I'm just going to play the piece because I'll end up rambling otherwise. Invocation at the beginning and all, and the biblical references, because they're not relevant really. What I'm interested in is the patent information. And it's just had another 500 views in the space of about an hour since I first watched this. So people have found it. The title of it is Evidence, Mind Control Neuroweapon in the Vax. Hidden document exposes jab can react to 5G towers. So that's clickbait, if ever I saw it.
So before Satan can destroy, he must first deceive. It's what the Bible makes clear. And it's what recent events here on Earth demonstrate as well. Karen Kingston says that the COVID shots are functioning as a weapon of mass destruction in coordination with 5G broadcasting towers, and she says that she has the documents proving it, in the form of documents about graphene nanotubes. Karen says people have been implanted with military-grade neuroweapons injected via military-grade electromagnetic devices. Karen says she has all the documents she needs to prove this. And she says that our only hope is to ban the COVID shots right now. We need governors to act by removing all vaccine vials from their states and by tearing down all 5G wireless towers. Karen Kingston joins us now. So at the beginning, when you said that this was connected to 5G, people even inside the Patriot movement, other so-called conservative broadcasters, basically said that's kooky talk. To that, you say what?
To that, I say, unfortunately, people don't believe evidence. People believe people. And I would ask that people respect and honor the truth as opposed to attack the messenger. And because the only way that we can overcome the deceit and the evil that's been unleashed on this country is if we listen and recognize truth.
I agree.
Regardless of the messenger. So we do know, and on your show, July 28th last year, I reported on Cinepeg based out of China. They were creating positive ionic charge lipid nanoparticles using graphene oxide. I presented the evidence. Those are, according to these tyrannical, evil, sociopathic, genocidal maniacs, and the FDA, those are considered electronic devices. So I want to paint the picture as to what these sociopaths are thinking and how we get out of it. So we all know that people are hosting an electromagnetic field out of their body if they were injected with these vaccines, because they contain lipid nanoparticles that host an electromagnetic field using graphene oxide nanotubes. We know this because people are magnetic. We know this because we see people having these strange neuroleptic fits, chronic headaches, all these things that are symptoms of chronic exposure to radiation, because they're hosting electromagnetic fields out of their body and emitting radiation. And they can also receive that from the 5G towers. Now, people are like, well, under the law, this couldn't happen. Well, the law doesn't apply. We're at war, Stu. We're absolutely at war. But if we weren't at war and you follow the laws of James Giordano from the Biological Toxins and Weapons Committee for Warfare, what he states is that a neuroweapon can be used in consumer applications. So the FDA has classified this under Title 21, 360HH, as an electronic product. The same as this. These psychopaths said we didn't need to notify the global population that we injected them with a smart device because smart devices don't require informed consent. So that is what happened. But I want to go back to also some of the evidence that I've shown you on your show in the past. Specifically, we've gone over the patents that are on the Moderna website, one of which goes into, it's called Methods for Preparing Surface-Modified Semiconductive and Metallic Nanoparticles. So we've gone through this, you know, and it states right in the article for the patents for the mRNA vaccines that the semiconductor nanocrystals, also known as quantum dot, constitute a material intermediate between molecular and bulk forms of matter. It goes on to say that they emit semiconductor nanocrystals at higher energies. Okay, so we have all the evidence and we're seeing it with our own eyes that people were injected with this device. This device was developed by our military. Specifically, it was funded by our Army. And I have this article, which I reported on last year, from program manager John Key. He works with the U.S. Army. He is from China. He's Chinese trained, brought into the U.S. military. And what he has worked on is nanotechnology and quantum mechanics. And he specifically states in his article that that the use of nanotechnology and electronics is being used in modern warfare, but it also has civilian applications. So they're using a weapon of mass destruction, and in their minds, they're defining it as a smart device.
And they're saying it right out loud. I mean, they're printing this stuff. This is
easily discoverable. It's easy to discover. Now, it also goes on to say that John Key states that the new technology, so the quantum dot nanotube technology, is useful at high frequencies, millimeter waves, and telecommunications using 5G networks, including on military bases. He goes on, he has another section on using 5G towers for military reasons. The 5G towers are weapons. A neuroweapon is defined per James Giordano and the Homeland Defense of Security and Analysis as not just lethality, but a means of contending against another to injure, defeat, or destroy. So people were injected, again, with these nanotubes, with quantum dot, to both host electromagnetic fields and also absorb electromagnetic frequencies and radiation from 5G towers. In that article that I just mentioned, it also states here that the nanotubes were developed 10 years ago by the Army, and that they are semiconductors that are essential to funnel electrons in a desired direction. The technical term is quantum ballistic transportation. So he also goes on to state that the quantum dots are 6 nanometers in size and actually can be encapsulated in a graphene nanotube. He talks about working with this other agent, Myers, who is notoriously disconnected from reality. So these people are truly sociopaths and they're saying it. And he says, look, so we can take a quantum dot, wrap it into a nanotube, and he goes, and this is similar to the technology that you see on a quantum LED TV set. So the point I'm trying to make here is that people were injected with a weapon of mass destruction known as a neuroweapon. Now, James Giordano further defines this as federally funded programs that can be used in the health market. He also says that they may not be illicit. That means they may not be illegal to use neuroweapons on the general population. Why? because there's exemptions for health and routine experiment use that may foster a gray zone with which investigations for viability and employment as weapons may be undertaken. So he's saying there's a gray zone. If we call this an electronic product, then we don't have to tell people that we're using it on them. It also, he also says that neuroweapons can be considered for their mass destruction effects. But he says, but let's not talk about that. Let's talk about applications in the consumer world and a ripple effect that can create chaos. Now, another important thing is people are like, well, you have, Karen, we have evidence that people have been exposed to electromagnetic frequencies, right?
Right.
The CDC just did an article, I think it was June 22nd, on long COVID, Stu. And what is long COVID? Long COVID is simply brain fog. They said menstrual irregularities, muscle aches, inability to exercise.
Sounds like the repeated and long-term ongoing introduction to this device, to this electronic device. Exposure to this emission of radiation, essentially.
That's what it is. It's exposure to the to 5G radiation. So long COVID also has the same symptoms as 5G electromagnetic pulse exposure. So, you know, you can't find definitions of low dose radiation now exposure on the internet. Google has scrubbed that. There is a lawsuit against the FCC. But one of the things, you had a guest on your show too, talking about Havana syndrome. So Havana syndrome, as you know, started being covered last year by CNN, where there were US diplomats, some people from the intelligence community, and other people in our government who all of a sudden had brain fog, chronic headaches, and brain injuries.
Yes.
And they were unable to exercise. And the intelligence community whistleblowers said this was an electromagnetic pulse attack, right? Now, the ones that wanted to squash that idea called it mass formation psychosis. They said, no, no, this is mass formation psychosis. Mm-hmm. So while people are being sick with long COVID and they think it's from a virus, it's from the electromagnetic field that we're being poisoned with from the 5G towers, as well as the lipid nanoparticles that have been inoculated into people's bodies, which are now absorbing it more. So people literally can't think straight. So this is exactly what is going on, and the evidence is all there. And then,
right. So Karen Kingston gets very excited, and she's jumping into Havana syndrome. That article that they showed on screen said mass hysteria. It didn't say mass formation psychosis at all. So she's having a dig at Robert Malone and Matthias Desmet indirectly without naming them on something that is unrelated, that was a health issue in an embassy in Cuba that could have been an electromagnetic pulse, or could have been some kind of hysteria. But these people don't believe that there's a psychological hysteria. So everything comes down to a weapon of some sort for Karen Kingston, I think, because she doesn't believe that the psychology is part of it. Whereas I do believe that the psychology is part of it. So that's my issue with this, is one of my issues with this. She jumped too far there, which makes me think that she's jumping too far in other places as well. Anyway, I'm gonna let it play, but I'm gonna just check the chat room. Yeah, I'm gonna let this play because there's another 10 minutes of it. It gets a bit hysterical, and she calls for the destruction of 5G towers at one point. Now, if you think about that, in terms of the Patriot movement and in terms of the resistance to all of this stuff, when people hear this kind of emotional language, it's going to have an impact. And when somebody calls for the destruction of 5G towers, 5G it's national critical infrastructure, it's communications infrastructure. So an attack on a 5G tower is potentially a terrorist attack. And I know people don't like being called terrorists, but if you attack critical national infrastructure, then that is a terrorist attack. And that's what she's calling for. So she needs to be very careful with her language. She needs to be very careful with her emotional language. I'm going to let it play because I want you to hear the whole thing. I don't want you to just take my word for this stuff.
And, you know, if you want further evidence that these injections alone are absolutely weapons of mass destruction, under the definition of a neuroweapon and a biological weapon, James Giordano, and you know, and I provided your production team with the website, he defines weapons and neuroweapons, specifically the bioweapons, as bungarotoxins and nonjotoxins. What are those?
What are those?
They are synthetically recreated crate venom and cobra venom, which we know because of Dr. Artis brought this to our attention, and the researchers at the University of Pittsburgh, when they published super antigenic character of a unique insert of SARS-CoV-2 spike protein, they mapped out that the trimeric 2SP spike protein that they mapped out contained cobra toxin and crate venom toxin, synthetically recreated. We also know that this is in the injection specifically for Pfizer. Why? Because it says in the biological license application that the mRNA in the Pfizer vaccine produces the Wuhan Institute of Virology 1-2SP spike protein, WIV-1-2SP spike protein. What is that? Well, I have the patent from Barney Graham from Moderna, and Jason McClellan from NIAID, who filed the patent for the 2SP WIV spike protein. And I also have the original studies that explain how they synthetically recreated this by adding synthetically recreated venoms after they transfected cells with the original mRNA from the SARS-CoV-2 virus. So this is, by definition, by James Giordano, both a neuroweapon and a biological weapon, and a weapon of mass destruction. If we want to save humanity, we need to actually organize as humanity and peacefully protest that all of these injections, because they are weapons of mass destruction, are removed from all of our communities, and that the 5G towers be taken down. Because as you go through that article that I just read to you from John Key, but more importantly, if you go through all the patents I have shown, or all the studies on genetically engineered hydrogel, it clearly states that the genetically engineered hydrogel, that these devices in people's bodies cannot be activated without receiving signals. And it's contingent on signals that travel at the speed of light. So it's not, you need those 5G towers in order to activate the lethality of what's been injected into people's bodies. And I'm sorry, Stu, but it actually gets worse, because remember, I think October of last year, we covered this patent, which is the methods and systems for prioritizing treatments and vaccination. It talked about the neural network underneath people's skins to connect everyone to one another.
Okay.
I came on after, yeah.
Yep.
And it was in August of last year. And it, and they list all the COVID-19 vaccines that are on the World Health Organization that contain this technology. And here they actually do call it a smart device technology, right? Well, that smart device technology, according to this, is also... vaccines are considered all compounds as disclosed in the website on clinicaltrials.gov. That's our U.S. clinical trial site for anything for COVID-19. That's not just injections. That's pills, that's IVs, that's PCR tests. Everything contains this technology according to this patent. So if we want to save humanity and disable this technology, we need to take down the 5G towers. And if people think the 5G towers are beneficial to them, I have another rude awakening. It is not. It's beneficial to artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence has launched a company called CloudMinds. CloudMinds has launched a new robot that they call the 5G species. CloudMinds is based out of China. They also have offices here in the United States. They need 5G for their robots to work, for their robots to use their cloud mind to actually work efficiently, to receive orders, to send orders, and to continue to learn at a pace that's beyond our own comprehension. Now, here's the kicker. What's the problem with cloud minds? Well, the problem with cloud minds is that according to the Bureau of, I think there's a Bureau of Investigations, the U.S. government has decided that CloudMinds is a threat to national security on June 5th, 2020, because CloudMinds According to this bureau, they have reason to believe that the entities pose a significant risk of becoming involved in activities, the procurement of commodities and technologies for the military end use in China that are contrary to the national security interests of the United States. They are funded by the People's Liberation Army. And if you look at the SEC filing, which I sent to your producers, it clearly states that CloudMines needs the 5G network to operate. It says the 5G network will significantly decrease delay, latency, and increase bandwidth, benefiting robot systems by increasing stability and exchange of information, enabling robots to be more interactive through real-time connection transfer and huge amounts of data to and from the cloud. It also says that the 5G network is 100 times faster than the 4G network. It says South Korea and United States have launched the world's first commercial 5G services in April of 2019, and it says that it's expected that the worldwide large scale for commercial 5G deployment will be implemented after 2022. The Artificial Intelligence Task Force, or military force from the Army, needs the 5G network to operate. They also have their own secure server, you know, up in the atmosphere. I don't know if that's Starlink, or maybe that was something that was put up by our U.S. military under Space Force. This stuff is all publicly available. If we want to save humanity, we need to organize as humanity and protest and ask our government officials at the state level to remove these injections and to take down the 5G towers. And if we can do it to stop the mandates, there should be a thousandfold effort to do this to actually save humanity. Because as long as those towers are up there and this lipid nanoparticle technology is being unleashed on the on humanity, this is the extinction of humanity as we know it. Wow.
Karen Kingston, thank you so much, as always. I mean, it's right there in front of the entire world for everybody to see. Maybe you will listen this time. Maybe so-called other alternative conservative media outlets will actually start broadcasting the truth, despite the fact that it's completely unpopular to do so. Humanity is what's at stake here. The complete vaccine bioweapon supply should be incinerated off the face of the planet immediately. Look at me, take a
picture in a last. Right, I'm gonna stop it there because it turns into a rap song and it's cheesy and tabloid, the way that Stu Peter Show is. But there's some good material in there, there's some good patent information in there, and I don't know how valid it is, but I'm going to think about it. I'm going to go through some of Karen Kingston's old conversations. They have to be, I have to watch this stuff to understand her train of thought. And she's got good history and good research skills. So there's something there. Whether it's what she thinks is there, I don't know. But there is something there that needs to be looked at. And the snake venom thing, I'm prepared to entertain, because if the symptoms are the same as snake venom and the symptoms are the same as 5G exposure, something's going on. I don't know, and I don't know what it is. I really don't. I'm resisting going along with this stuff because my brain doesn't really comprehend it properly, but I'm prepared to entertain the possibility. It all turns into a science fiction movie. We've got attacks on the Nord Stream gas pipelines in the Baltic Sea, which is straight out of a James Bond movie. We've got potential neuroweapons in vaccines, which is straight out of a James Bond movie. We've got 5G being used as a weapon, which is straight out of a James Bond movie, or They Live, or whatever. Soylent Green. And you just name a random science fiction movie from the 70s, and you're going to come up with part of this. So I don't know how much of it is real and how much of it is imagination and cognitive bias and all of that stuff. But I'm going to entertain the possibility of it. So all I can say is it is what it is. I've played you the whole thing. I'm giving you a little bit of interpretation, but I'm trying not to interpret too much because I need to think about it a bit more. But that's pretty much it. It's not what I was expecting to do today. I was expecting to do UK politics, but I couldn't not play that. Because it is melodrama. I know it's melodrama, and I resist melodrama, but there's something there that I need to think about. There's patents there. She's got patents, so she's got something that may or may not be happening, but there's evidence that it exists. And if you put snake venom and the 5G and the nanoparticles together, you get a science fiction level takeover by artificial intelligence, which I think is possible. I don't know how likely it is, but it is possible. So I'm gonna think about that and see if I can come to any conclusions at all. At the moment, I don't have any conclusions. I'm just sharing information. All right, thanks for coming in. I appreciate your company. I'm going to wrap this up now before my head explodes. But I'll catch you a bit later on. I'll probably come back on in a couple of hours and do the UK politics. But that's it for now.